This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer, the great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And we want to thank everybody that's been chiming in tonight in the chat room and elsewhere, communicating with the radio show. That's what it's all about. We, the people. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much. We're doing what you're doing to keep America moving along. That includes the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, the 18-wheel drivers, also the bulk mail center haulers, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office and beyond, and, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to those that need it to keep them going to where they're going. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. And we're also on Instagram. The words to find us, Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain, put an S in the middle, add America to it, Captain's America, and that's how you find us. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is the website for the show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you can go over there and check out all the different stuff that we got going on, too, if you'd like to. And in the meantime, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend. Yes, he's up there in the North Country. And that could only be one of two people, but I'll bet it's not the one you're thinking about. It's none other than Rod Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got all that done in one breath.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Boy, I'm getting good at this. I might be an announcer someday. All right. Are you ready to are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, the passing of a great man yesterday, Ken Starr, the former prosecutor in the Clinton Whitewater probe. He died at age 76, complications from a surgery that he had, and he was a great individual.
Yeah, he was. So we could use someone like him now with investigations that are supposedly ongoing and this, that, and the other. But, yeah, he'll be missed.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you a question before I move on to this, but are you ready?
I hope so.
Who thought it was a good idea yesterday at the White House to have that celebration that they had about the inflation?
All of them.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, let me just be honest here, okay? They came out and they had this celebration. Inflation was under control and things were looking good. And we were singing Kumbaya. They had the Fab Four there, Joe, Kamala, Nancy, and Charlie. And we told Chris Marcosi and I have been talking about this for a week. And we've been telling everybody that this is not going to go the way they're planning, because we were watching the core CPI, and we knew it was going to go up in August. We knew it, even with the gas prices dropping. And that's not a good sign. It's an indication that the rosy picture that the Biden team would like to paint and tried to paint on inflation is not reality. And they stood up there again and lied to the American people.
They lied, but then you got to remember this, Captain. Not only the Biden administration, but just about all people of that ilk, of that mindset that they all carry. You may not believe me when I say this. I think they're glad that the economy is in shambles and the way it is, that we're being screwed. They don't like we the people. They don't like this country. And that's just my opinion and how and why things are going the way they're going and why they're saying what they're doing. Because I think inwardly they are celebrating our economic peril right now. They're celebrating the fact that fuel oils in just over a year has gone 68%. They're celebrating eggs are up 39.80%, margarine 38%, airline fares up 33%, utility piped gas up 33%, 17% more for milk, 16% more for chicken, bread is up 16%, 15.20% more for potatoes and rice, bringing up the rear at 13% increases. These people do not like us. They do not like the American dollar. They don't like what we are supposed to stand for. And I would bet you that in their own privacy, they are celebrating the dilemma that we are in. They don't like this country.
I wouldn't doubt anything you said for anything at all. I believe you're right. I believe that they do not care about this country at all. They care about their own personal wealth. For example, take a look at Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she's doing very well. Few people can prosper as much as she has done, even in the private sector. And boy, has she! She's really cleaned up. I mean, when you've got inside trader information, and you've got, I'm sure she's helped out her husband's wine business. I wouldn't drink any of their wines because of the insecticide that they use in their nasty wine. But, you know, they're benefiting from things that they would throw you or I in jail for doing.
Well, while Joe Biden took a victory lap on the inflation bill, while Kamala and everybody else we just mentioned went along and did it, folks, wait till we tell you what's coming in a couple of days, if, in fact, things come together the way they look like they're going to. We'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Ron Edwards Notebook, when we come back, don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
So, Biden says MAGA Republicans are filled with rage and hate. Either Uncle Joe is just a dark, evil sort, or he don't know them and got that mixed up. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, Uncle Joe Biden threatened parents recently by reminding us that the government has bigger guns. His recent red, black, and white backdrop for an unreal American speech was like a cross between a demented Darth Vader and a whacked-out Hitler. The real hater, Uncle Joe declared, U.S. sovereigns who simply desire to live in a nation governed by the principles enumerated in the Constitution and Federalist Papers. Heck, at this point, I would accept the Magna Carta. To brand good parents who desire to train up their children in the way that they should go so that when they're older they do not depart, to want to protect children from the ever-growing boldness of pedophilia practitioners is not hate, Uncle Joe. To want secure borders to protect our republic from being overrun by the teeming brutish hordes of illegal border crossers is not evil. Besides, we allow 1.5 million legal immigrants into the USA annually. To want a land of liberty, which means freedom with responsibility, is not hate. Oh no, Uncle Joe, but it is you and your ilk who hate those of us unwilling to live under your boot heel of oppression. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Yeah, no, I'm a little thirsty here, so I'm going to take a little sip. I'm taking a little sip of my iced coffee because, you see, the iced coffee I'm drinking is Constitutional Grounds coffee. Now, if you want to find out more about it, and what I really like about this coffee is it's not acidic. You know how you get some coffee and you'll start drinking, and the next thing you know, your stomach starts churning. Not this stuff. And I have a big Thermos tumbler here that's about, let's see, about 24 ounces. And I fill that up a couple times a night with iced coffee and drink it all night long. Doesn't bother me at all. And I'll tell you what, if you want to find out more about it, go to the website, theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com. Take a look at the display that's there and jump on in, because Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
Who was that masked man? He just went out the back door. He was in a hurry. Man, I'm telling you. All right. Jose Feliciano on a horse. Okay. Okay there, Mr. Ron. Now, here's the add-on to the story about the CPI. And it's the fact that we have got a rail strike looming. Now, a lot of people didn't think this was going to get this far because there's 12 unions and 10 of the unions resolved their differences with the railway. But it hasn't happened because the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees, which is a division of the Teamsters, on Sunday announced that even though they had a tentative agreement with the national rail carriers, with 10 of their 12 unions, two of them, by the way, the ones that drive the train, steer the train, and hand out the tickets and clip the tickets and all that, that would be none other than the engineers and the conductors. Now, you believe it or not, you got an engineer and a conductor on a freight train as well as a passenger train, and they are represented. And they, Jerron, come Friday, could very well be out on the street, and that is going to create chaos for the rail industry.
Well, that's something else that Joe Biden will be secretly celebrating, another disaster.
He won't be able to ride the train.
Yeah. Well, they've already started to curtail shipments of hazardous materials. Meanwhile, the Biden administration officials are supposedly scrambling to develop a plan to use trucks, ships, and planes to try to keep the most crucial chemicals and other goods.
There aren't enough trucks, there aren't enough ships, there aren't enough planes.
If the railroads stop rolling, made me laughing. If the railroads stop rolling, but the White House is also keeping the pressure on the two sides to settle their differences, and the growing number of business groups are lobbying Congress to be prepared to intervene and block the strike if they cannot reach an agreement. Now, I'm just wondering what's been going on all this time, whereas now, talk about perfect timing to have such a strike, and what has been going on with negotiations in good faith all this time, and now all of a sudden, here we go.
Well, 10 of the 12 unions already agreed. 10 of the 12 unions. But these last two didn't, and they have not had a contract, to my knowledge, for 5 years.
Yeah. I'd like to know what kind of wages they're making, and you know, what really is causing them to want to go ahead and seriously strike, especially at a time like this.
Well, part of it is their health care. Part of it is their pension. The railroad union pension is a well-known pension, been around forever. However, it's not a very large one.
Okay, and this, I'm sure, will help with inflation and everything like that. So by the time they get their, 5% increase or something like that, it will be gobbled up by inflation, and they'll be almost back to where they are now.
Yep, and the U.S. economy could lose as much as $2 billion a day in lost economic output, and that's a conservative estimate. I believe it will be higher than that.
Yeah, and it's through the vibrant economy that they can compile the money for their pensions.
Yep. And I hope to heck it doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's one of those things that we really cannot afford right now, especially now.
Well, we call this self-destruction, don't we?
Yeah, there you go.
Because here's the deal. President Biden's recent address to the nation was despicable, deplorable, horrible, terrible, whatever word you want to use, right?
Yep, and then some.
Now, you mentioned the ominous red backlighting in your Redbird's notebook, but how about the Marines that were standing in there? illuminated red.
Symbolically, that was very, 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 very bad. I mean, and I'm just being kind by just calling it bad. Symbolically, that to me, if you look at history, I mean, there are other nations that did this, and when by the time they were doing stuff like that, symbolically, that meant that tyranny, real hellish tyranny, was right around the corner.
Yeah. Now, Janet Yellen comes out and says, well, it's possible that oil prices will spike this winter. Hey, Janet, they spike every winter.
Absolutely. But, you know, that's the first thing I thought, because I used to live in New York, and my folks up in Boston, they always used to complain about the rising oil prices.
Yeah, Bah Harbor.
Yeah. And so, you know, it happens every year, Yellen. I mean, they are just clamoring for hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course it rises every winter, but they want to do stuff to make supplies even more arduous.
Yep.
And make it much more difficult for Americans. And this is one of the things that they're working on, in my opinion. Yep. Terrible stuff, Captain.
And what do you think about Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona saying that the knucklehead VP Kamala Harris is lying about the border? Well, of course she is.
Yeah, it's comical to look at her with a straight face before she starts giggling, talking about that the U.S.-Mexican border is secure, and blaming the Trump administration for the border crisis, is acting like a knucklehead. And she is a knucklehead. But the real knuckleheads are the voters who support her, and there's still a lot of people, believe it or not, Captain, that still support her. It was shocking, but not shocking, according to the Arizona Republican, who said it was shocking at the same time anybody would watch such a knucklehead. And I hate to say that about a vice president, but that's the truth.
Mm.
And so it's terrible, Captain.
Yeah.
This is the kind of leadership. I can't even call it leadership. It's just squandership. They're sitting there squandering while this country almost falls apart, and call things that are bad good, and good that are bad, and we have to put in place. Has she ever been to the border? First of all,
she's been off the border at the military base that was there. She was not on the border.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not recommended one good thing to secure the border.
Nope.
Not one.
All right. Well, I will talk to you again on Saturday. Stay low.
You too. Take care. Bye.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Make sure you go over there and check that out, theronedwards.com. And check out the Constitutional Grounds copy while you're over there, too. In the meantime, I shall return with Mueller. And the sports guy, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together and never, ever, ever gave up. This couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required because the other team didn't want to play.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, listen up, everybody. I got some great news about Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan Division starting next week. The grand opening, Moss Nissan, Brooksville, you betcha. Starting next week. And if you don't know where they're at up in Brooksville, they're on State Route 50. Get off at the State Route 50 exit off the Veterans Expressway. Make a right turn, and they're right there on your immediate right. You'll see them. Brand new building. You'll see the cars, the American flags, all the other things that are going on there. I'll be up there a couple times during the week, maybe more. We'll see. But the fact of the matter is, the best Nissan dealership in the country, and I would put them head and shoulders above anybody else I've done business with over the years, and I'm not just saying it because I endorse them. I'm saying it because they are the real deal. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, as well as church pastors, too, get afforded great deals on their vehicles, whether it's new or pre-owned. Now, don't forget, Moss Care comes with the vehicles, too. For the life of the vehicle, Moss Care, free oil changes and tire rotations. And again, those two things right there, what I just told you, go find a dealer trying to do that or doing that. They're few and far between if you can find one. So there you go. Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And right now, we're going to go to the Sports Zone guy, because he's going to tell me all about how Aaron Judge hit number 56 and 57 last night, aren't you?
Yes, Mr. Aaron Judge. 56 and 57 home runs in the season versus the Red Sox. You know, he's got a shot at 60, Captain. He's about, they got about 20 games left, so getting, you know, one every six games. Yeah, I would say Aaron's capable of that. And the Yankees are starting to come back a little bit now. They had that little, you know, drought there for the month of August, but now they're coming back strong. And Houston's hanging tough, so it's going to be Houston and the Yankees probably. But you get to the wild card, the Jays, the Rays, anything can happen. And you don't want to count out the Central, even though they're playing just about barely above 500 ball. All the teams there, again, you get a couple pitchers hot, Captain, anything can happen in the playoffs.
Sure.
And we can see what happens there. So should be interesting to see how that transpires. National League, the Dodgers really just keep rocking and rolling. And it's just kind of funny. A lot of times, Captain, the money does dictate the best teams in sports. I do believe they do need to get a salary cap in baseball. Would you concur with that?
Well, yeah, I think all sports need to have a salary cap.
Amen, Captain.
And you need to live by it and quit trying to charge people, you know, more than they can afford.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we need to get it back to the fans, and that's what it's all about. It's supposed to be away from the world, you know, just kind of a release. Just like the movies used to be, sports used to be. Now everything has an agenda or everybody has to say their piece and have to overcharge for everything. We're better than that, Captain, because I know you preach every day on this great show of yours. So it's very important. Good news for the Dallas Cowboys. Prescott could return in 4 to 6 weeks. They thought it was going to be more like 6 to 8 weeks. So, you know, maybe the thumb, you know, can come back quicker than that. With all the medicine of today, the surgery they can do, and all the trainers they get, Captain, it doesn't surprise me. It's a good thing. I wish our bodies were a little bit made more like a robot. It would be a little easier on all of us, you know, to get by and not have to deal with pain and injuries, but it's not the way it is. That's the facts of life. And that's the biggest thing in football, Captain. It's injuries. Can you stay injury-free for the whole year? If you can, that's what's gonna happen for you. We'll talk about it more on Friday about the NFL schedule coming up. But it's going to be kind of interesting. Jameis Winston, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, his last game was against his former team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he was injured and hurt his knee. And now he's back 100%. And we'll see what happens between Tom Brady and the Bucs, Jameis Winston and the New Orleans Saints Sunday at 1 o'clock. A lot of people are looking to see what's going to happen in that game and moving forward. The Pittsburgh Steelers, very happy that Mr. Watt should return this year. Great defensive guy. Really pulled his pectoral muscle bad. I saw it occur in the game Sunday, and I was worried he'd need surgery throughout the whole year, but I guess, you know, by the grace of God, he lucked out to where it's not torn and should be able to rehab it and continue to play. The other night, Captain, Monday night football. Very interesting. Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, I like the guy. You know, new ownership there in Denver. He better be careful.
You talking about the coach?
Yeah.
Heck was he thinking?
I mean, you know, that kicker's awesome. Brandon McManus, but again, it's in Seattle. It wasn't in Denver, number one. Number two, 64-yard field goal. The percentage of making those is probably not as high as you make in a fourth and five.
He was so close.
You know, it was. It was. And it was a great game. Talk about rematches. That's the one thing I have to give the credit to the NFL. They do get the meat matchups. Russell Wilson's former team, first game of the year. You know, getting Jameis Winston and Brady together here early in the season. There's a lot of Baker Mayfield for Carolina playing his former team, Cleveland Browns. Joe Flacco for the Jets playing Baltimore. It's kind of neat. I do like the stories of the NFL, Captain, and I think you do too. I just don't like when they don't act appropriately when it comes to matters outside of football. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's just amazing how that works. We'll talk a little race car action. Kyle Busch to join Richard Childress's team next year. I like Kyle Busch a lot. He's a heck of a racer. He gives you 100% every time he goes out there. That's all you can ask for, you know.
Can't call him a young gun anymore.
No, you're right. I'm surprised he's even given the team, but, you know, there's things behind the scenes that none of us will ever know about. And, you know, I get it. It's business, Captain. That part of it I understand. It's all business. At the end of the day, you have to realize it's just the way it goes. So, no, very interesting, Captain. And speaking about business, if I can help out anybody, Captain, when it comes to insurance needs, please feel free to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Captain, you're doing pretty good on your insurances that I've done for you, right, sir?
Yeah, we're doing fine at the moment. And like I say, it helped me to find my current doctor who has literally saved my left leg.
See, it's just important. It's the little things you do in life that can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, take a half an hour or an hour, and you might be surprised on how much money you can save or how you can increase your lifestyle. It's just amazing. You know, quality of life is so important, Captain. And, you know, we all need to get back to helping each other out. You know, we just had 9/11, Captain. Thanks for your service, and thanks for everything and all the veterans.
We miss you at Mission Barbecue. You should have been there.
I was home, Captain. A good event to get to. You know, after the radio station, you know, show, we had to do a few things.
And Mr. Levinson missed a tremendous opportunity. There were a bunch of politicians there going around shaking hands, handing out their cards. He missed. We never had fewer than 500 people there. I mean, people kept coming, leaving. It stayed that way for 4 hours.
Yeah, no. It's a great turnout. I saw on all the pictures that you're showing everybody. And it's a great place because it honors people that have shown honor for this country, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. You know, have some class, have honor. Respect. Take pride in what you do. That's what it's all about.
Oh, by the way, his opponent was there for about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Scott was at another function, you know, I know, helping out in South Tampa with the Republicans. So, I know he's doing a good job out there, Captain. He needs to be, you know, out there making it happen. It's hard to be in two places at one time. You know how that
That's
goes.
Why you would have been there.
Yeah, that would have been good. No doubt about it.
And then yesterday you missed some really great shrimp. They got the butterfly jumbo shrimp. Oh, man, that was good.
Fantastic.
See, I'm making myself hungry again.
Yay, nothing wrong with that. You can go have breakfast here in a few minutes, Captain.
That's right.
No, you're right, but, you know, I have somebody else save hundreds of dollars, Captain, on the prescription bill.
All right, we got to go, though. Yeah. Get it out there. Get the phone number out.
Give me a call, folks. 813-966-1052. That's Captain. Save your money on
that. All righty. That's Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback. Sports Zone is the name of the radio show. Check it out on Facebook, and I'll be right back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Don't go anywhere.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, J. Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just the shame.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. All righty, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And by the way, this tail end of the show, final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. And for you folks listening to us around the country, if you're looking for some quality shades or some blinds or some shutters, or maybe you need some parts to fix what you got, all you got to do is get on the telephone line, and I'll give you a phone number in a minute, and call Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. That's top of the line, top of the line. And, of course, here in the local area, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them, set up an appointment for service, or just ask them what you need to know, and they'd be more than happy to work with you on the telephone. 941-922-2345. Okay. To the telephone line. Here we go. We got the consumer quarterback himself, and that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. Hello, Mr. Consumer Quarterback.
Hey, Captain. Thanks for having me.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Who thought it would be a good idea to try Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Baby Boy Schumer, and Kamala Harris out to celebrate their inflation bill that went through when they got one of the worst economic reports they've gotten yet yesterday afternoon? Who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, probably Ron Klain, the same people that thought it was a good idea to put him behind that demonic background with the red, bright red, and the two Marines behind him guarding the gates of hell.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I mean, and yeah. you are right. That's all about hell. That was hell we saw. And
yeah, it's a spiritual warfare right now, man. Spiritual warfare.
Well, it's psyop stuff. It's what the military does. It's psyop stuff, and they're using it now against their own people, namely Democrat versus Republican.
Yeah, you know, it's all they want to say the Democrats, the independents, and then the moderate Republicans versus MAGA. Yeah, the whole world is against MAGA. No way. The whole world's coming our way. It's the populist patriotic party.
Now, I got to ask you a question because the CPI index came out yesterday, and it came out much worse than what they thought it was going to be. The Democrats were going to celebrate how good everything was going to be. I've been telling everybody, Chris Markowski and myself, for a couple of weeks now, be careful what you wish for. It's not going to be what you think it's going to be. And sure enough, it was. And the CPI is also affecting by some of the prices, the cost of living and whatnot. It's got to be affecting first-time home buyers and home buyers in general.
Yeah, exactly. They have a loss in confidence. You know, the CPI index, the Purchasing Managers Index shows what's coming in the pipeline for manufacturing. And that not only domestically, it's worldwide that number's gone down. So there's less and less investment in real estate and building businesses, and it's all happening because of Joe Biden's feckless leadership and the illegitimate regime and their policies. You know, their anti-fuel, fossil fuel policies. The cost of everything is going up for folks. Credit card debt is at an all-time high. Automobile loans, people are behind on defaulting on auto loans. Mortgage rates, mortgage foreclosures are in the pipeline. There's 5.4 million people that are saying that they're going to be evicted in the next 2 to 3 months. And what that is, it's a lack in confidence and leadership. And it's trickling down to the very bottom, which is, you know, the folks that are just barely getting by, you know, the middle class. That's what they're doing. They're attacking the middle class, and they want to eliminate the middle class because that is the heartbeat of America, and that's heartbeat of MAGA in many cases, these small and medium-sized businesses. So that's what they're doing, Captain. They're coming after us, and, you know, the real estate is one of the things that's keeping us going. And if they continue to raise rates to 8, 10, 12%, who knows, that's going to be very catastrophic for our country because now those folks that are in the real estate mortgage title business, home improvement business, they're going to be slowed down, and that's going to even hurt our economy further.
Well, because of the CPI index and because of what we saw, is that going to cause the rates to go up a little higher than what we thought they were going to go up?
Well, I think they're going to. I think they're going to continue to raise rates to try to curtail the inflation. But I think it's a bad move. I think we need to, you know, leave something going positive for our country instead of, offshoring more jobs. Moving the industrial base overseas again. Mm-hmm. You know, that trend is back. And it's, you know, they say one thing and do the other. It's a complete lie. And I think the American people are going to speak up for it in November. And don't believe these suppression polls. These polls are coming out. Oh, the Democrats are surging and, you know, they're gaining ground.
No, they're not.
They're lying. It's a flat out lie. That's what they do. The corporate run media lies about it. So, yep. Real estate's still strong, certain parts of the country. But yeah, it is. It's definitely in other parts. It's a challenge.
Yeah. And the Republicans and people, independents and Americans, have just got to hold the Dems' feet to the fire for this economy that we've got, for everything else that we've suffered on now for the last couple of years, and this guy here, Biden, not understanding which end is up and which end is down. We got to get rid of these people. We got to vote them out and start over.
Yeah, and they sit there and lie about the southern border. The border is secure. Oh,
no,
yeah, that's why even
Tom
Cobb said 2 million people come across. 2 million people, Vice President. Oh, and then they just deny it because that's all they can do is lie, tell the big lie. You know, the big lie, not only the election big lie, but that lie. But, yeah, it's challenging time, but hopefully people are smart enough to realize that it's a crock of BS and not to buy it.
I want you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, hey, I would love to help you. Anything real estate related across the world, we are with Keller Williams Realty, and we can help you in any state. Truck drivers, veterans, anybody out there that needs help, please reach out. We'd love to work with you. Brandon Rhines, I'm at 813-917-1894. Call or text. It's 813-917-1894. And the website is consumerqb.com, like quarterback, consumerqb.com. And thank you so much, Captain. Appreciate everything you've done for this country and you continue to do with your leadership and your overnight radio program.
Well, I'll vouch for you in anything you do, my friend, because you're the real deal.
Well, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate that, and we take great pride in helping people. And by the way, we just got our largest deal under contract, $8.99 million, one of our deals.
Well, I guess that means you're buying lunch.
Hey, that's right.
All right, thanks very
much. Through escrow.
Yep, thanks very much, Brandon. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Brandon Rhymes, consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com. Okay, folks, hold on to your socks. We're going to get it going. Hold on to your socks.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, live outside Mar-a-Lago. Hey, thank you, James. You can't lose with the clown boys. Nobody wants to see Cooper Rush at quarterback, okay? Put Tim Tebow in there with the star on his helmet, and I'll win the Super Bowl this year. You're 0-1. Let me tell the Denver Broncos, by the way, you fumbled twice at the home yard line. When Russell Wilson wins six games in a row like Cooper did, you tell me. And tell me you can win the Super Bowl on a one-year contract. It goes for any other coach or owner who hasn't won a Super Bowl in the last 10 years. It's a damn show. Team sucks, your coaches suck, and your players suck. Just like Joe Biden's presidency, a total disaster. Did the governor from New York move to California yet so her and Gavin Newsom can ruin California? Please move out of New York so everyone will come back over there. Is Lori Lightfoot putting up her stats for how many drive-by shootings and killings there are in Chicago and telling everybody else that she's a disaster as mayor in Chicago, too? Who's the idiot that's voting for a Democrat? And by the way, here locally in Hillsborough County, thank God we voted by 519 votes not to raise taxes while Joe Biden is spending like a drunken sailor and open up 601 Kennedy for the taxpayers who pay the bills around here. Peace.
All righty, Todd Gampa. And he's just telling it like it is. And we're going to tell it like it is because we got to get on out of here so that your local stations can do whatever it is they're going to do. In the meantime, we're happy to be with you at night, all night. That's what we do. For more information, go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. I will see you tonight on the radio. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.